Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're going to have a great visit with a new friend. Robert Buettner is here. Robert is a paleontologist, an attorney. He was a general counselor for one of the United States Army's largest private multinational companies. He was a U.S. Army intelligence officer, and he is, I think he's written something under a dozen outstanding sci-fi novels, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and won a bunch of awards, and he's here to talk to us about a very interesting topic. Robert Buettner, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
What is it, 9 novels now?
The ninth one came out in January. It's called The Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate. And give us the gist of The Golden Gate.
Well, the gist of it is that The Golden Gate's about a terrorist attack in the same way that Jurassic Park's about a theme park accident.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years from now, a bomb literally blows the owner of the world's most valuable tech company off the bridge, kind of a cross between Steve Jobs and Elon Musk, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate, who's a San Francisco liberal reporter, and Ben, who's a combat veteran from flyover country, get thrown together to figure out whether this man was killed because he was about to make it possible for people who are already alive today to live to age 1,000.
Wow.
And the search for the answer might get Kate and Ben killed, too.
So that's
the science in the book is actually accurate. That was the thing that startled me and made me think it was worth writing a book
so
about.
So the science to help people live to be 1,000, possibly, is accurate. You're saying it exists.
I'm saying that it's no longer completely nuts. I mean, there's still an issue about whether we can do it. Today, it's time to start thinking about whether we should do it. 10 years ago, the idea of living for centuries, that was just vampires and freezing Ted Williams' head and stuff like that. And even now, it's still true that the human body, as it's presently constituted, pretty much wears out around 115 years. That's
right.
No matter how many
or sooner
you do and how many yogurt and kale smoothies you drink.
Or sooner, depending on how often you rode yourself hard and put yourself up wet.
Absolutely. And let's face it, if you've lived that kind of a life, those last years probably aren't so great. I mean, who wants more years in a nursing home? So the promise of what's changed in the last few years is these extended lifespans would be in healthy body.
Mm-hmm.
In labs, for example, now, mice are living 2 centuries in mouse years and without many of the symptoms of aging that they normally experience. Roundworms are living 6 centuries in worm years. Now,
and how does that convert to humans? What are the
that's the important thing, you know. The point of that is that the insides of mouse cells and the insides of roundworm cells have basically the same structures and work the same way as human cells. In fact, the reason that those lab mice that were living for 200 years got experimented on in the first place was actually to test a drug that had already been developed called rapamycin.
Mm-hmm.
That was developed to suppress rejection in human organ transplants. Now, you know, your point goes to the idea that, you know, kind of like in what they say about Vegas, you know, lots of what happens in labs stays in labs. But what kind of got my attention was that in 2015, Google announced that they were going to spend $1.5 billion on a life extension research affiliate. What Google looks for is technologies that are on the cusp of commercial viability. And if I was going to bet on somebody who could recognize the next big thing and make it actually happen, mm-hmm. it might be Google.
Well, you and I could recognize it, yeah. and we might even have in our head, or maybe even on paper, the how to do it. But without a billion and a half laying around, nothing to do with it, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And it's not just Google. A lot of tech billionaires are jumping into the field, too. Now, that may be for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
Billionaires don't need to make more money.
Right.
They need more time to spend
That's right.
their money.
That's right.
In fact, Bill Gates, who, of course, is does some marvelous philanthropic work around the world with his fortune, rejected the idea of longevity research as a legitimate philanthropy because he thought it was too narcissistic. I think he probably knows the people who are in that field or trying to get into that field and knows why they're doing it.
Doing
it to win it for themselves.
You could write a book. You or I, either one, could write a book, single spaced, 11 point times Roman. 300 pages, nothing but one-line reasons why this is not a good idea.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, let's talk about a few of them. Social Security. I mean, how do we feed 20 years?
How do we feed these people? How do we take care of them? A friend of mine, 20 years ago, a friend of mine was retiring. And he had plenty of money. He had a great life. His children were great. His wife was great. And to this day, they've lived an idyllic retirement. But he said this to me. He said, "Jim, it's not so much how long I'm going to live." He says, "What's going to be the quality of my life during that life?"
That's the beauty.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the beauty of this technology is because. The thing that makes the difference is that if you change the cells in the human body, the fact of the matter is, most of the cells in our body, not the brain and heart cells, but
right.
virtually all the other cells in the body, actually effectively die and
reproduced
and recreate themselves.
Well, it's like a snake shedding
its day in and day out. For all of your life.
Like a snake shedding its skin. Hold on to that thought, Robert.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Hold on to that thought, Robert. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Robert Buettner. The new book is called The Golden Gate, and that's his new thriller. And he's an award-winning novelist, by the way, sci-fi novelist. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about the ethics of living forever. What's it like? Should we do it? 20 after. Stay with us. You make the younger
mama cry. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.